Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukelanye njabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 26 Zivandlela 2024 uTabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Nami sengenze isinqumo sokuthi ngizomlandela njengomkhokheli wami, angiseyi lunga le Triple C.
Lokhu bedidekile abantu beZimbabwe nginyathelo elithethwe ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa elokuthiya isikhundla sokukhokhela ibandla eliphikisayo ele Citizens Coalition for Change.
The task and bill now ends because we have to implement, because budget is now available.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangane lezinduna semathebelele North le South kobulawayo namuhla belungiselela ukusungula imihlangano yokuzama ukulungisisa udaba lwegugurawundi. Umthethandaba we-International Court of Justice namuhla unqume ukuthi ele Israel kumele lithathe amanyathelo aqinileyo okwenqabela umbhoqazwe wokubulawa mahlayana kwabantu eGaza. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ukuchiya isikhundla komkhokheli webandla le Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukuchiye abalandeli baleli bandla bedidekile bengazi ukuthi benzeni. Amanye amalunga edelele parlamente lamakansila aleli bandla bathi bayalandela uChamisa lapho ayakhona. Kubika intatheli zindaba ya Studio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda.
UChamisa uthe ibandla leli izolo esithi selihlothune libandla leZANU-PF njalo uthi lisebenzise umnumzana Sengezo Chabangu othi unobhala jikelele we-TBC ukulibhidliza. UChabangu uthi uyakwamukela ukukhalala kukaChamisa.
Simfisela inhlanhla ukuthi ahambe ayetshumayela iBhayibhili nami ngoba uPresident usitshengisile ukuthi u-gifted kakhulu ezintweni ze-church. So sisuka lapha siya phambili. Si le leadership yayivele ikhethiwe njengoba nayo yayikhethiwe ku-Congress eGweru ngo-2019. That leadership yiyo ezakhetha-ke u-acting president athathe over, then silungiselela i-Congress ukuthi siyekhetha i-substantive leadership.
Omele isigaba sewange kubandla le-TBC edale lephalamende umnumzana Daniel Molokele uthi laye usetshile ukuba lilunga laleli bandla.
Nami sengenze isinqumo sokuthi ngizomlandela njengomkhokheli wami, angiseyi lunga le-Triple C. Ngizoqhubekela phambili ngiyi-member of parliament yewange central, angaresign ukuba ngum-MP. Kuchiyene ukusuka ku-political party lokusuka e-parliament. Okwamanje laba abazibona bengabakhokheli be-Triple C balalo ilungelo umbigunya ukuthi bangenze okuthiwa i-recall.
Owayencintisayo emele ibandla le-TBC yebulilima unkosikazi Bekezela Maplanka uthi uChamisa wenze kuhle ngokuchiya.
Mina ngokubona kwami ubaba umongameli wethu Advocate Nelson Chamisa wenze isinqumo esihle esikhulu kakhulu. Loba kade kunzima ngoba usebenzile kulamuntu ongambonanga esebenza. Sisebenzile akulamuntu ongasibonanga sisebenza. So ukuthi umsebenzi wonke lo ongaka uphonga uphelela emoyeni kodwa ke ube ngasela ndlela angayenza ngayo ngenxa yokuthi ibandla le-Triple C beselingenelwe impehlane.
Ukhansela we-Ward 9 eMpopongo Donaldson Mabutho uthi laye uhamba loChamisa.
Thina ke njengabantu bakhe abalandeli bakhe ama-deployees akhe sithi nyawolunye lo president wethu. Siyamlandela lapha ayakhona. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi sizafika kuphela one day iZimbabwe izakhululeka. Simalaye esikhathini sobuhle lesikhathi sobunzima.
Iningi labantu likhala ngoChabangu lisithi nguye obulele ibandla eliphikisayo. Umnumzana Mthokozi Simlotshwa ngomunye wabo.
Into lezi zokusebenza from eZANU-PF babuya bezodiliza iparty bathiye silimele kangaka besifakela abantu beZANU-PF endaweni yaseulilima. Konke yonke indawo ilizwe lonke. Ayindawo leka uChabangu vele esiphathanga kahle shem singabantu bebulilimi.
Umnumzana Khumo Mlilo weBhilitane uthi wenze kuhle ngokuthiya uChamisa.
Kungangulindele kudala ukuthi kuba kuyenzeka yavele ahlukane lazo lezi zinto ze triple C ukuze phela ochabangu laba bethathe over ngoba bevele bengani sebemthathele ibandla lakhe. Hayi, ngithi good luck kubo Chabangu.
Unkosi azithule moyo usola uChabangu.
Inhliziyo zibuhlungise mnalo ka uChabangu. Odilize iphathi yethu yayinhle kangaka. Kodwa ukuthi thina singabaleka kuChamisa hayi.
Kulabanye abathi uChamisa usebenza leZanu PF ikangaqondakali ukuthi wenzani. Unomzana Bheki Mlotshwa usola uChamisa.
Ah, mfana nodelina kakhulu. Wayezithatha into lesenza abantu bakhe thini. Icawa ukuthi navele izwe lezabusa yena sizwe ngayo yonke into. Kathi singakwazi ukuthi vele ungaphasi kwezanu. Izenzo zakhe zezanu lezi. Wayesetshenziswa izanu. Imali yonke liphuma kuzanu.
Ingcathu ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi azethuswa linyathela likaChamisa ngoba kungasikho kwakuqala ukuthi enze njalo engabona seziminya uthatha elinye inyathelo. Zithi njalo waqala ngokuhlukubuka ku-MDCT ebumba MDC Alliance. Wathi sebona sokulokuxokozela sokubangwa ibizwe elithi MDCT isikhona umnumzana Douglas Monzora kulapho abumba i-TCC. Nangu seziminya lokudotselana asekwenza lo Chabangu usekhalele njalo. Okwamanje akwacaca ukuthi uzakwenzani esiyaphambili uChamisa kodwa kulekungakunga lokuthi engabe lomcabango wokubumba elinye ibandla. Yima lesinto 7 koBulawayo igama lamungeza Jesus Banda.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlanganele izinduna zamathebelele North leSouth koBulawayo namuhla belungiselela ukusungula imihlangano yokuzama ukulungisisa udaba lwegugurawundi lapho izinduna lezi ezizaphuma khona ngezigaba zesiyakhulumisana labantu abathintwa yilombhuqazwe. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ekhuluma nezinduna lezi e-State House koBulawayo, uMongameli Mnangagwa uthe uhlelo lokulungisisa udaba lwegugurawundi lolu ngokukhumisana umlotha selufike esibangeni esiphezulu njalo imihlangano izaqala maduze.
The task and burden now ends with those we have to implement because the budget is now available.
Uhlelo lesaluqala lenkokheli zethu zomdabo izinduna selufike kusibanga esiphezulu. Kulesi sigaba esesikuso sesikhangelisisa indleko zakhona ukuze siluphutshise kuhle.
Unduna Khulumani Mathema weMadobo uthi umadala icala la kumele angene imihlangano yokukhumisana umlotha le.
Bani kuyangithinta nje. Ikhona lokho ukuthi kangizwanga laphana ukuphathwa kwenkulumo yonke esiyenzileyo. Evezwe ukuthi uperpetrator yena uzakhuluma nini njalo ngasiphi isikhathi ngoba bekungani kukhangelwe kakhulu ababa affected kanti nxa sikhuluma ngebalanced engagement it should be a two-way system of communication.
Unduna nyanga zonke wekezi uthi sebelungele ukuya kuZulu njalo kumele baye lasemazweni okulabantu ababalekela izwe ngenxa yombhuqazwe wegugurawundi.
Okulungase silungile ukuthi singene ezigabeni sikhulumisane labantu esibaphetheyo ezigabeni. KunabaseGoli, abalabaseBotswana, loba labangaphi, loba kuliphi lizwe. Ozizwa kumlungele ukuthi afike la yazasinika ama-submissions akhe. Siyakuvumela njalo siyaku-encourage ukuthi ababuye sikhulume.
Inkokheli zamabandla ezokholo ehlukeneyo lazo zingene umhlangano walamuhla lapho uArchbishop Alex Thomas webandla leRoman Catholic agcizelele khona ukuba labo bayaphatheka uhlelo lokukhumisana umlotha lolu.
Lamhla State House lapho koBulawayo lapha sahlangana lezinduna zonke lapha eMathabeleland South and North mayelana le-ukurawundi issue. Hayi, sahlangana labo savumelana ukuthi sonke saphathisana ukuthi umsebenzi lo uphumelele.
UChief Dumisani Ndondo uthi isikhathi sesiside lolu daba lungakalungisiswa.
Njengoba u-president inikela ama-chief it's really my swan. It's good with the funding up on the phone. So it's Linda, you launch that. Actually, but it's taking too long. But you are more logistical issues. that approaching Minister of Finance, Sandela, my ministers, and Javada.
Unduna Snamatenga, Webinga, and Uti, Ukangele Uguba, Abazakuba, Ushelo Lolu, Abasuga, Esikabeni Sake, Mangene, Izifundo, Ezipeleleo, Zokuba, Lumsebe, and Zim.
Kukura
hundi genocide outreach lwasungulwa ngomnyaka ka 2019 kwaBulawayo lwaseluphuziswa ikuqhamuka kwabhubhane lwe COVID-19. Abanye abalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi abalusekeli uhlelo lukahulumende lenkokheli zomdabu lolu ngoba luchiya phandle ezinye izigaba zelizwe ezibalisa inkabazwe leBulawayo kanye labantu abayiziphepheli emazweni angomakhelwane labanye abathintwa yigugurahundi. Lolu hlelo lusolwa njalo ukuthi luchiya phandle inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kanye lokuvimba intatheli zindaba ukuthi zingangeni emihlanganweni eyenziwa loZulu. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo eState House, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umongameli welizwe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhethe njalo uJustice Priscilla Chigumba ukuthi aqhubekele phambili ekhokhela ikhomishini ebona ukuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission okweminyaka eyisithupha. UJustice Chigumba wakhokhela ukuqhutshwa kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2018 kanye lolomnyaka ka-2023. Inhlanganiso ezithi SADC, AU le-EU zaphuma egcekeni nyakenye zisithi ukhetho aluqhutshwanga kuhle eZimbabwe. Ukukhethwa kakhe lokhu kutsho ukuthi nguye ozakhokhela ukuqhutshwa kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2028. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lolandela ezombusazwe njalo ekhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions, umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya.
Lokhu kuyisihluku kakhulu inkinga. Ngoba nguye la umama owathiwa khona ngeSADC wehluleka umsebenzi ngo-2023. Ama-complaints akhona ayaqondane naye yena njengophathi sihlalo weSADC. Ngibona ngathi ngaye kuthiwa khona amalunga eParliament aphikisayo akhona ebezaphikisa ukuthi hatshi i-contract nomama lo ingengezwa ngoba wehluleka umsebenzi akwazi umsebenzi uyasekele izanu PF phinde akumanga kuhle.
UJustice Chigumba wakhokhela ukhetho luka-2018 lo-luka-2023 kulukhetho okubikwa lungaqhutshwanga kuhle. Ukukhokhela kwakhe ukhetho luka-2028 kutshoni kumbuso wentando kaZulu eZimbabwe?
Kutsho ukuthi lokhu ukuthi khona ngoba ukuthi ukhetho lweZimbabwe alusizi luvele lube yinto ethandwayo ngabantu beZimbabwe. Kuzasala kule nkinga yokuphikisana, kuzasala kule nkulumo yokuthi uSigumba usekela lo hlangothi alusekelayo. Yikho bengithi mina ngaye kuthiwa khona kula malunga eParliament aphikisayo akwazi umsebenzi bahle bafake kathesi bahle bafake ibill eyokuthi hatshi siyaphikisa ukuthi uSigumba abe ngu-chairperson owe-SADC. Kutho ukuthi vele ukuzibuse wethu izahlala esedakeni kungahambi kahle.
Kulo kungenziwa na ukuze kulungisiswe udubo lolo?
Ngibona ngathi isisekelo sombuso owethu thina oweZimbabwe seZimbabwe iyakhuluma ukuthi nxa izizalwane izakhamizi kumbe uZulu engathithisekanga ngokufaka umsebenzi kwe-public officer, kuyakwanise ukuthi abantu bayenze i-petition kuParliament bekhuluma ukuthi zakha khona okokuqala. Okwesibili, uZulu yakwanisa abe le-class action yokuhamba ku-Supreme Court ayi-opposer i-appointment ka-commissioner kule ndlela eziningi kakhulu ama demonstrations asozithiwenze ngoba thina siphucukile kodwa amithethantwaba amithethantwaba kumbe iParliament petition singatshengisa ungasithethi wethu nge-appointment le.
Lo ube ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya olandela ezombusazwe njalo ekhokela inhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions ekhuluma le-Studio 7 ecingweni eseHarare.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba, lezifiso zekusasa enhle, kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Umthethwandaba wamazwe omhlaba owe-International Court of Justice namuhla unqume ukuthi i-Israel kumele ithathe amanyathelo aqinileyo awokwenqabela umbhuqazwe wokubulawa mahlayana kwabantu libutho laleli lizwe esihlengeni seGaza lapho elilisona khona leqembu leHamas. I-Israel imangalelwe ngurhulumende wakwele South Africa yena owacela inkantolo ye-United Nations le ukuthi imise ukuhlasela kwe-Israel eGaza. Isinqumo sanamhla samukele ngenjabulo ngabaningi emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela izizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwele South Africa. Kubika uThuso Khumalo.
Umthethwandaba we-ICJ unqume njalo ukuthi ele Israel kumele limise ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu beGaza noma ngayiphi indlela ebathinta enyameni kumbe emoyeni. Uthe ele Israel kumele libone ukuthi usizo lokudla lokunye uncedo oluphuthumayo luyafinyelela abantu bakwele-Palestine abahlaselwe indlala emangalisayo ngenxa yempi eqhubekayo phakathi kwe-Israel leHamas. I-ICJ ithe njalo ele-Israel kumele lijezise amabutho alo nxa ethe adala amacala ombhuqazwe abulala abantu makhaza ngobuningi i-genocide. Umahluli ulayele Israel ukuthi lazise inkantolo ngemva kwenyanga ukuthi liyabe selithethe waphi amanyathelo ezinqumo ezethulwe lamhlanje. Izizalwane zakwele South Africa lezeZimbabwe zemukele izinqumo lezi ngenjabulo. Nangu umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Ngqabuthuma Bena.
Sitshayela ihlombe iSouth Africa ngokuthi hambise uhulumeni wase-Israel enkantolo enkulu eyomhlaba. Izinto ezaphakanyiswa nguhulumende weSouth Africa, inkantolo enkulu yomhlaba ivumelane lazo.
Abanye bathi kuyadingeka impela ukuthi ele-Israel livinjwe inkantolo yomhlaba ukuqhubekela phambili lihlasela iGaza, ngoba ukwekelwa kwezenzo ezinjalo kuyikho okwabangela ukufa kwezinkulungwane zabantu eZimbabwe ezigabenze amathebeleland laseMidland ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe wegugurawundi. Esinye sizalo seZimbabwe njalo intatheli uMxolisi Ncube uthi lobanje eZimbabwe ebhekane nezayo inhlupho kufanele abantu bakujabulele ukuphepha kwabanye.
Into eyenzakala lapho kufanele ukuthi lathi singamaZimbabwe nxa siphakathi kwenkinga engakanani kwezombusazwe sizwelane labantu basePalestine, ngoba kuyafiwa and kufa kakhulu abantu abangasimasotsha ababizwa ngesilungu kuthiwe ngama-civilians, befela into abangayithandiyo bona. Angicabangi ukuthi abantu basePalestine bonke bayayithanda iHamas.
Esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe sihlala kwele South Africa, umnumzana Davidson Mbambo laye uthi basemukela ngezandla zombili lesi sinqumo ngoba sivikela impilo zabantu.
Kuzasinceda, kuzoyenza nje ukuthi abantu be-Israel bame nje ukubulala abantu. Kuzosiza futhi ukuthi abantu basePalestine bangalambi, ngoba uyabona nje impi le okuhlaselwa kwabantu basePalestine bekuphambanisa yonke into. Abantu bayagula, abantu bayalamba, abantu bayafa. So mina ngiyajabula kakhulu ngoba konke lokhu kuzoma.
umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Jewish Board of Deputies unkosikazi Karen Milner uthi lobanje bengavumelani le ndlela eSouth Africa ephathe ngayo lolu daba kukhona abakuthokozelayo kulesi sigwebo.
The South African Jewish Board of Deputies welcomes the ICJ's recognition.
Sithokozela ukuthi umthethwandaba bawuthongo ukuthi kubekwe phansi izikhali njengoba kufunwa yiSouth Africa nokuthi uthe abathunjwa yihamasi abakhululwe.
Fundamental requirement.
Umthethwandaba wenkantolo ye-ICJ uyaphoqa ele Israel ukuthi lilandele izinqumo zalamhlanje. Kodwa akulandlela icacileyo leli lizwe elingabanjwa ngayo ngamandla ukuthi lihloniphe lezi zinqumo nxa lingafuni. Umongameli weSouth Africa uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa wethule umbiko kumabonakude ekhuthaza ele Israel ukuthi lihloniphe izinqumo lezi njalo lizilandele ngokugcweleyo. Inhloko kahulumende weIsrael uMnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu yena uthe bazaqhubekela phambili bevikela ilizwe labo emhlaselweni iHamas. Futhi uthi akusele uqiniso ukuthi benza umbhuqazwe eGaza. Uthe uyakwamukela njalo ukuthi inkantolo le ayichonge ukuthi ilizwe lakhe kumele limise impi. Ngimele Studio 7 eKalahari eNorthern Cape kwele South Africa inguthuso Khumalo.
Okwakhathesi ke sizwe imibono yabalaleli.
Studio 7 siyabingelela. Yazi yonke into esisenziwa izanu manje sisegcikeni njengemuva yembuzi. Sibona umhlaba wonke. Uzihambi zihambi lezanu bafuna ukuthatha imali ngetipu sibe inikeze uthabango. Uthuma le nto ayikhulumayo uyaphupha emini langatshisa ukuthi yena kade ezowina kulo osteoporosis. Bakhiphe i-osteoporosis bangoba befuna ukumfaka yena njengomuntu lwana ofakwayo nje wangeniswa nge-backdoor. Ngoba sebehlulekile ukungena kobulawayo nxa ukuthi laba abantu abasebafuni sebexothwa abasafuneki sebefana lezintsha nje ezinukela abantu. Uthabango wenza i-fraud. I-fraud ayenza ayibonwa ngomhlaba wonke, amakhoti ayamfeva. Into esekugcikeni nje ebonakalayo ukuthi kwenziwa i-fraud. Le nto iyaqala nje ukwenzeka emhlabeni wonke lo jikelele ukuthi amakhoti ayenza i-fraud ebonwa ngomhlaba wonke igcikeni nje. Kodwa-ke ngicabanga ukuthi inkunguthwanga isikhala kakhulu sizadabuka. Abadala batsho njalo, njalo ayikho iyaphapha yangahlali. Ngiyabonga ngumasenga lapho obulawa ephumule emadonkeni.
Malaka inkomo ekhuluma okay Studio 7 linjani ikhuluma lo mncedisi Tshuma. Malaka inkomo yekela uba lamanga uhulumende okho mncedisa ngaphela izweni ebe nguye vele uyazidula liwe uncedisa kukuphi akancedisi ndawo nguye vele obulalayo ungathi nenze ipahlamukela uhulumende yini ayenza uhulumende wakho ndidula lingapha. Malaka inkomo ukhulile ngumuntu omdala afunda ukukhuluma iqiniso wayelithanda ukugogo sinto likwazi into erongo yiphi ngabe kanti kokuzanu ngabe liyatho ukuthi uhulumende uyisa idola athi zonba ndikuzanu ndisabhotana ezanu iqamti ezilamanga vele ngiyoluyisa idola ngenzilua. Malaka inkomo ufunda ukukhuma iqiniso umuntu omdala okhulileyo akekho ukhuma into zamanga la.
Njani bathakazi abahle nonke ngezindawo, asiboneni ke ukuthi uJob Sikhala uzokhithwa ejele nge-free bail. Nakhona ifuma kungaba khona ukuthi abuyele entolongweni ona lawa majaji amgwebayo, lawa majaji amgwebayo kumele ukuthi nabo sibavulele i-case ngoba siyabona ukuthi amajaji wonke lapha emakhothi asebenza uhlangothi olulodwa.
Laba bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba lomculi womdumo kamaskandi uBig Boy Ndlovu ozibiza ngokuthi ngunkunzi emnyama umfana kamalinga. Lujaha udabuka eCholocho kodwa usebenzela kwele South Africa. Lapha uphethe idlalade lakhe elitsha elele ngoma ezinhlanu. Nangu exoxa lo Ntungameli Nkomo owe Studio 7.
Oh,
Salibonani bantu bakithi, ngiphuma eTholotho ePhelandaba. Ngikhulele khona lapha ePhelandaba. Kanti ngingumfana ke oqale manje ukucula kulonyaka esiphuma kuwo u-2023. Ngiqala nje ukucula ngiqale nge-EP kwi-EP emnandi kakhulu kele.
Bangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Ngangithola kwinombolo ethi 082-376-8006. Ngingaphinda 082-376-8006.
Ubatshiyela wapha mazwi abalandeli?
Bengicela kakhulu kubalandeli bengapheli amandla, beqhubeke bengisapota njalo ukuze ngikwazi nami ukukhuphuka kakhulu emculweni ngize ngibe sezingeni elifana nabanye abaculi. Kanti-ke nabakade bengakaqali ukungisapota nabo besondele bekhumane nami bengisapote bewujabulele njalo umculo wami ngoba ngiyakudinga kakhulu uxhaso lweni balandeli abahle.
Lapha lizwe uBig Boy Ndlovu ozivisa ngokuthi uNkunzi emnyama umfana kaMalinga exoxa loNtungameli Nkomo oweStudio 7. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo olulandelayo Live Talk namhlanje siqhubekela phambili sikhangela udaba lenyathelo elithethwe ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa elokuchiya isikhundla sokukhokhela ibandla le-Triple C. Singakehlukani sihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Lokhu bedidekile abantu beZimbabwe ngenyathelo elithethwe ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa elokuchiya isikhundla sokukhokhela ibandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change esithi leli bandla selithunjwe yiZANU-PF. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwehla namhlanje olivalelisayo nguDabo Kancube. Lisale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.